Okay. All right, everybody's in the room. Good. Dr. Thielman, he canceled out, so everybody's in the room. That's good. We got about 575 more seats. We're going to give Captain Dirty the mic. Dr. Tillmore canceled out. He got kind of scared because he didn't have the authority to cast out no demons. And the man who taught him ain't nothing but a Satanist. So without further ado, for 1 hour and 20 minutes, there'll be no questions and answers. Captain John Dirk, you got the mic.
Good evening, everybody. Again, this is Chaplain John Durden. You call me Brother John. Education-wise, I have three master's degrees, one in human resources where I hired federal employees for 30, let me turn this TV off, for 30 long years. Wait 1 second, let me turn this TV off. Okay, you call. Like I said, I'm 80 years old. I have three master's degrees. One in human resources where I hired federal employees for 30 years. And then when God called me to the ministry after I retired, I went to seminary. And at the seminary, I obtained two master's degrees, one in Christian counseling and other was in theology. And a theology degree qualified me to be a chaplain. I served as a chaplain in the hospital for 20 years. I was a human resources director, hired people for federal jobs for 30 years. When I retired, God called me to the ministry, and I went to seminary. And I went there for 3 years and got two masters, one in Christian counseling, the other one in theology. As a result, I have been chaplain for 30 years. And brother and I was get along pretty fine. God called him into the ministry, Brother Emmett Overton, and God specifically called him into the ministry of deliverance. And God taught him all about angels, took him down to hell and showed him that hell was real, showed him, 30, 40, 50 different types of demons and told him what kind he are and how he caused men to fall and everything else. And then God told Brother Emmett, because God knew my heart, because I didn't believe everything those ministers were telling me about. Ain't no demon, ain't no this, ain't no that and all that. And God saw my heart, so God had Brother Emmett to share his knowledge with me. And then I went out on trips with him and actually saw people cast out, see him cast out demons, see the demon be screaming, a demon hollering. Demon got the women walking up and down the wall upside down. We'd be places where demons going floating up the steps without even walking up the steps, and demons talking back at us and talking back at him and everything else. So I know it's real. But God honored my trust. I just didn't believe everything, because most ministers nowadays, all they talking about, we have a written word, we have a written word, and that kind of a thing. So let me see. Since I got an hour, it's 7:40 by my watch, so I can go to 8:40. So let me. I'll try not to talk too fast. Sometimes people say, Brother John, you talk too fast. So I'll try to slow down. All right, I want to say a prayer first, okay? Father God, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would anoint me with revelation knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit would empower me to teach your word with clarity so they can understand it with simplicity and boldness. And I pray that our minds would be alert and clear and our hearts become receptive to the truth. And Father God, I pray that the Spirit of truth, that is the Holy Spirit, but move in such power that every stronghold of unbelief, discord, and vain thoughts be pulled down and brought into captivity to the glory of your Son, Jesus. And finally, I pray that your words bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to all here in your presence this evening. It's in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I sometimes when I teach this, I call it the two kingdoms. The kingdom of Jesus Christ, can say the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan. The kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan. And when I summarize this thing, I will end up telling you what's the difference between the two kingdoms. What are the people, what are the folks, what are the angels like in the kingdom of God? What are the people, what are the folks, what are the angels like in the kingdom of Satan? I'll break that down. But what I'm going to share a few scriptures with you, let you know that Jesus was warning his saints, his apostles, that Satan, the devils are real. And devil got us walking around here and talking, ain't no such thing as a demon, no such thing, ain't no, this kind of thing. It's just a bunch of lying. All right, let me share with a scripture with you. Let me slow down because I keep thinking about that clock. Okay, we have Matthew chapter 10, verses 1. It reads as follows. It says, Jesus summoned the 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. That's when he gave the apostles the authority to cast out demons. And further on down the scripture, he would tell them to go out to all the world and preach the word and lay hands on the sick and cast out demons. But unfortunately, mostly in America, the ministers in America don't believe in demons, don't believe in that thing much of junk. But you go to Africa and go to the other continental countries, you go to their church and you see demons being cast out left and right and talking back at people. Another scripture God gave me, the first one was Matthew 10:1. And I got Mark chapter 16, verses 15, 16, and 17, and reads as follows. And he said, talking about Jesus, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Now, they're going out preaching gospel. They're preaching Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, good things. But a lot of them, because they don't believe in demons, they don't talk about demons at all. They just talk about just general ministry stuff. All right, verse 16 says, he who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has had disbelief shall be condemned. And then listen at this, verse 17, it says, now this is the Lord talking. The Lord don't lie. He know what he's prophesying. He know what he wants his disciples and his followers to do until he returned back to earth. He said in verse 17, these signs will accompany those who have believed. You see, and in no way in the world you're going to see a demon. Well, they've been manifesting. You don't even know it's a demon. But you have to believe to see these things and be taught of these things, because they don't want you to believe in them. That's Satan's main weapon. Oh, man, y'all stupid. There's no such thing as a demon kinds of thing. Well, before the night is over, you really know. See, these signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name, they will cast out demons. That's Jesus talking about me. And this is Mark writing what the Lord told him to put in the gospel. He said, tell them this. These signs will accompany those who have believed. And believe is a main thing you got to think about. A person can't get saved unless they believe Jesus, Son of God. Remember Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And you got a lot of Christians out there, a lot of churches out there don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in Jesus, Son. They don't believe in the Holy Ghost, you know, these kind of things. Just Father. And Jesus, God never been married. How are you going to have a son? What are you doing? You know, and that kind of crap. You don't challenge God when he's some things you don't understand. It's best for you to go to the Lord and ask him when you don't understand some things. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name, they will cast out demons, and they will speak with new tongues. All right, so the devil got people believing that there's no more demons. And he also got us believing that the tongues have ceased, and that's a lie, because if you look at the verse 30, chapter 13 in 1 Corinthians, and what it says is that it says knowledge will cease, prophecy will cease, and tongues will cease. It says will. Will is present tense. It didn't say tongues. And first thing it says, you stupid, you supposed to be a minister? God, the Bible said God, the tongue has ceased. Tongue has ceased, you idiot. You tongue. You prove it to me in the Bible. I say, go to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, please. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 8, 9, and 10. And you see where it says, prophecy will cease, and which means will is present tense, y'all. Tongues will cease. And it's a tongue has, but most 90% of those so-called scholars will tell you tongue has. If you look at verse 8, it says tongues will. That's present tense. He said tongues, they will cast out demons. And tongues will cease. And then after that, it says, and knowledge will cease too. Now, see, the devil's real smart. He don't go around telling, you see, uh-huh. He don't say will, knowledge, because mankind know that knowledge has not ceased. Look at all the knowledge we have gained since the time of Jesus. From the first century all up to the century. Look at the medicals, all the surgeries, all the automobiles, all the airplanes. All the things we have learned, all the bowels and everything we learned from the time Jesus went back to be with his Father in heaven. So devil slick. Devil even tell you knowledge has ceased, because you can say, you a lying devil. You know, knowledge has ceased. We know algebra. We know trigonometry. We know this and that and these kinds of things. But most guys, most of the majority of man, not just pastors, you got those who read the scriptures. They take it from somebody to tell them, tongue has ceased. You stupid. Your tongue has ceased. I said, no, look at it. And he said, oh, my God. And look at the tongues will. Tongues will, that's future tense. It's read the next verse, verse 10. It says, when that which is perfect comes, that's when it will cease. When that which is perfect comes, who's the perfect one? That's Jesus. So we still, so tongues still going on. Prophecy still going. Prophecy is when a pastor, when the Lord tell a pastor what to say to his congregation. Sometimes he may go there with one sermon prepared and the Holy Spirit take over and he's prophetically teaching what the Holy Spirit wanted to teach. That's how it works sometimes. And knowledge, what the knowledge has to see, look how much information we gained since Jesus left. All the automobiles, all the modes of transportation, airplanes, helicopters, and all that stuff, you see? So the devil ain't stupid. The devil ain't going to have us walking around here. Don't you know knowledge has ceased? But no, he don't want you to say tongues, and he wants you to believe tongues. Because when we speak in tongues, that's the Holy Spirit speaking through you. And the Lord had to teach me personally because I was buying into that lie. And I said, Lord, I don't know what to believe, you know? And he said, it's true, John. And then he told me what church to go to where the pastor believed. I went there, and next thing I know, the man says, go down there. I'm not going to argue with you. Just go down to the altar and ask the Lord to give you tongues. I said, okay, Lord, I want it. And next thing I know, I said, man, I couldn't speak in English for a whole week because God wanted me to more profoundly talk to me and say, you see, my son, they're teaching you lies. Tongues has not ceased. Okay, so that's what he said. He said, I want you to cast out demons and lay hands on the sick, okay? And I want you, and they shall speak with new tongues. That's what he said. Okay, that's Mark 16. I'm getting excited. Let me slow down. Luke chapter 10, verses 17, 18, and 19. Guess what it says? He says, the 70 apostles returned with Jesus, back to Jesus, and Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And then Jesus said, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. In other words, he saw when his father kicked Satan's butt out of hell. He said, I was watching Satan fall from heaven, but like lightning. And he said, behold, I have given you, and that's what the Lord's talking about. He said, now listen, behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall injure you. That kind of thing. I'll share one more. And that comes from well, I'll skip that one. I'm going to the last one. That's Revelation 12. Revelation 12, verses 7 and 9. It says this. Okay, 12. Okay, there we go. It says, chapter 12, verse 7, 8, 9, it says, and there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war. Behold, they were not strong enough, and they were no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon, when I say dragon, referring to Satan, and the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his demonic angels were thrown down with him. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. And I'm going to talk about the two types of kingdoms. There is, you got the kingdom of Satan. Now, God has his angels, and Satan has his fallen angels, which are demons now. So let me sum it up for you. Please, I'm talking to myself. I got to slow down. Okay, I'm going to start with the kingdom of God first. In the kingdom of God, all right, Jesus, all things are created through him and him. And for all things in him, all things consist. Now remember, Jesus also is the Son of God. He is called God the Son. He's also known Jesus as a human being when he took on human flesh. So he became a human being so he can reveal God to us, what salvation is all about, and that he may die for our sins, kind of a thing. And then angels, about the Son of God. Then he has angels on his side up in the kingdom and over this earth. Let me tell you about the angels right quick. Number one, their nature is superior to human nature, okay? I could give you all the scripture, but I know I only got, you know, an hour to talk. Their nature is superior to human. They're smarter than human. They have superhuman power and knowledge. Talking about angels. And I'll tell you about the demons in a minute. I'm talking about the angels now. Talking about the two kings. You got the kingdom of God and his angels, kingdom of Satan and his demonic angels. Number one, their nature is superior to human nature. Number two, they have superhuman power and knowledge. Number three, they are created beings. Number four, they talk, they eat, and so forth. Number five, they take charge in the affairs of people. Sometimes they protect us, and person is a sign of God and angel from the time you're born. I don't have time to go into all that. They are not to be worshipped. You're not supposed to worship angels, that kind of stuff. But you say, oh, I praise you, angel. You really helped me. And I was about to wreck that car, and you had me to pull over, and so forth. I thank you. I just worship. No, don't give me no worship. I ain't going to hell because you worship me. They will be judged by the saints. That's me. Now, that's one part I said, wow, that's pretty heavy. The Bible says that even the angels, you know, like all those who are saved and go to heaven and come that day when everybody got to be judged, the angels up in heaven going to be judged too, because you might have a few kind of little crooked minded kind of thing. You can't hide from God, you know. So they will be judged by the saints. All of us who are born again, saved and everything else, we got there, and we're going to be judging angels, y'all. Those are ones who are just full of crap, not real. Some are good. Those are righteous ones, that's with Jesus. And then some are bad. Those are ones who fell with Satan. They follow him. Okay, and some of them are called cherubims, and archangels. They're called rulers. They're called authorities, powers. And if I had 2 hours, something like that, I can tell you more specifically about them, their activities and this kind of thing. Now, with respect to, that was the angels, with respect to the demons, their attributes and stuff like that. Listen at this. Before being cast out of heaven, demons had the same, y'all, the same attributes as the good angels until they got duped by Satan, because Satan about to get his butt kicked out. He told me, y'all come follow me. I try to be the lead up here, but I thought I can run over God. But God don't play, and God was kicking his butt out of heaven. And he said, hey, y'all follow me. I'm going to have a kingdom down on earth. And y'all, I'm going to make y'all leaders and stuff like that, make y'all generals and everything else. Come on down. Come with me. And he talked a third of the angels to rebel against God, and they got kicked out of heaven as well. So those holy angels became demons. And let me tell you about his company, Satan, that is. I told you about the angels. They're holy spiritual beings. And then so are demons. They are unholy spiritual beings. What about them, Brother John? Well, number one, they are spirits, okay? They're not human beings in a human body. They are spirits. Number two, they can speak. Demons speak to me. You can see on the Bible where demons be talking to the apostles when we're trying to cast them out. Demons believe in Jesus. They knew he was because they used to live up there once upon a time. Besides their wills, if they want to do something, they do it. Whatever, do it. But most of them, everything they want to do, that's to cause somebody to sin, to tempt somebody to commit a fornication, tempt somebody to commit adultery, commit somebody to lie, commit somebody to masturbate, commit somebody to steal money out of the church, and so forth. Okay, so they exercise their wills. They can do all those things. They demonstrate intelligence. They're smarter than humankind. You know, there's God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But then you have those demons, especially Satan, because he's the head. Satan is up. He was head demon up there. And angels, bad or good, are more intelligent than mankind. So they demonstrate intelligence. They have emotions. They recognize, well, I guess so, recognize Jesus. They used to be with him for centuries before the Lord had to kick them out. Demons have supernatural strength. Not one human being. You know, the Bible talks about how one angel came down and defeated 200,000 folks who was going against Jerusalem, against the Jews. God sent one angel. The Bible said he defeated over 200,000 all by himself. They have supernatural presence. They can appear, reappear. They can zip up in the sky, fly like faster than a bird kind of a thing. They are eternal because a spiritual being doesn't die, okay? And we're like, when we leave this earth, when God called us, we leave this body while they're having our bodies down in the casket. Then we're, daddy gone, mama gone, papa gone. Papa and mama, they're going up to the Lord. That's the house that they were staying in. So when you look at that body in the casket, you're just looking at the house. You're looking at the house that they live in while they was on earth. But now they are spiritual beings. They're in that casket. They're not that 6 foot deep. It's stinking and everything else. No way, Jose. They're with the Lord right in his presence. To be absent, the Bible says, to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. To be absent from the body. So when a person dies, some people thought, well, when they die, they just stay dead until the Lord come back and then he resurrects. The Bible said to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. And when the spirit of a person die, when they die in that casket, that spirit ain't laying down there telling me, Lord, have mercy. Now I'm laying down here in this dead body and this and it's stinking in here. I'm in this casket 6 foot deep in the ground. Oh, God. How long? You mean to tell me I can't come out of this body until Jesus come back? Give me about 10 or 15 more centuries before he come back. So the Bible say, y'all, to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. So when a person dies, regardless of how he dies, that angel will escort that person's spirit out of that body and escort him in the presence of Jesus, where Jesus say one or two things to you. Depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. Or he may say, welcome home, my child, into the kingdom of God, which I have prepared for you, even before the foundation of the world. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. All right. And they are eternal. They don't die. Spirits don't die. Okay? So when a person dies, the body dies, and the spirit is in the presence of the Lord, or the spirit is in the presence of Satan, saying, come on down here with me. You fool. Jesus died for you, and you turn your back on him, you fool. And I turn my back on Jesus. Look what I got, my butt kicked out of heaven. And I know the end going to come sometime, and I know I'm going to be in hell for the rest of the lake of fire, the Bible said. And that fire can be burning hot and everything else. And the spirit can never die. So you can be tortured and tortured and tortured and tortured without dying. Okay? I hit myself. The next one I got is demons are eternal. Every spiritual being, like when we die from the body, we be living forever and forever and forever and forever. We never die again. A spiritual being doesn't die or don't die, whatever. Okay? We are eternal beings when we leave this body. Okay? And angels, well, they were created spiritual beings. So they will never experience sickness. They never experience old age. They never experience none of those things. Crippled, you know, blind, this kind of disease. That spiritual body is fluent. God created it. And it will not be affected by any disease, anything. And when we go up there, we'll never be sick another day in our life. We will live forever with him, forever and forever and forever. Demons have their own doctrines. And they teach a lot of ministers that, you know, they teach lies, tell me there ain't no such thing as Trinity. There's only God. And God ain't got no son. In the Bible, they say God had a wife. Since when? Where did you see in the Bible where his wife got pregnant? She was pregnant for 9 months, huh? You know, that kind of thing. You know, so we can't question God. God is almighty. But they would do it. Satan give you all kinds of thoughts, you know. And God tell you that there's only one God. That's God the Father. There ain't no such thing as God the Son. He never been married. They'll tell you, ain't no such thing as the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is it. It's just when God be moving, say the Spirit of God. They're not talking about the Holy Spirit. They're talking about God's moving. All these lies that the devil has you believing. They're evil, and they can tempt us, and the demons know your weaknesses. There's one spirit. It's called familiar spirit. That familiar spirit knows everything about your father and take it back to Satan. And when you tell Satan what your weakness is, Satan will find a demon that specializes in that sin and cause you to keep on going and going. And you find yourself, I don't know why I can't stop doing it. I can't stop doing this. I can't leave the woman alone. I can't quit cheating on my wife. I can't quit lying. I can't quit stealing. I can't quit shoplifting. I can't quit drinking this dope and smoking it. I just can't stop. The reason is because you did it so much that you got yourself possessed, kind of a thing. So that's what the demons do. I told you what the angels do. That's what the demons would do. I'll tell you a little bit more about the demons. They're called principalities. They're called powers. They're called rulers of the darkness. They're called spiritual hosts. You know, you got angel, archangels, and these kinds of things. And one, two, three, four. There's four major types of demons I share with you, because you got hundreds of angels, God, and demons got, Satan got those demons doing all kinds of things, specializing in different areas. But the one I just want to share with you is demons serve different functions. One, the evil spirits, okay? Some of those demons are more evil than others. They influence immoral act. I can't understand why I'm thinking about killing. That person peed me, or I'm going to cut his throat. I'm going to blow his brains, or he messed up my family. I'm going to mess up his family. He was prejudiced against me. I'm going to kill that sucker. He ain't going to do that to me. He had my brother hung, you know, kind of thing. They put my brother's sister in jail for 20 years. And she was only smoking weed, but you can get somebody like Donald Trump who can do all that crap. Man, in jail, yeah. Man, it's the same thing. I'm going to kill somebody, kind of thing. Evil spirits, they influence immoral acts. That's all the different kinds of sexual perversions, you know. Fornication, adultery, masturbation, bestiality. You got guys when I was in the army that and who lived in the farm, they were screwing animals, like the little sheep and stuff like that. That's how those country boys were getting over. They were screwing female sheep and stuff. I couldn't believe my ears. So those are the influence their moral demons. Then you got unclean spirits. You had the evil spirits, they influence immoral acts. Then you got demons that are called unclean spirits. They induce unclean thought. I don't know why. I don't know why I always think about that. That's nasty. I can't stop thinking about that because you're doing it. And then when you decide to get out, you find out you can't. So what happened? That specialized demon who specialized in that kind of sin would just hound you to death. Don't you remember? Don't you remember this? Wasn't it good? Don't you want a little bit more? Kind of thing. Remember you smoked them weed? Remember? You know, that kind of thing. That's unclean spirit. They induce unclean thoughts. And I want to emphasize this. Just because you're thinking that don't necessarily mean that's you. When you're thinking something coming to your mind, it could be three or four things. Number one, it could be the Lord putting a thought into your mind about something he wants you to do. It could be about the devil. The devil can have his angels put into, don't you remember? Don't she look good? Don't he look good? Man, that offering went in that plate. I can take out a couple of dollars. Nobody do. We go up there and sit, and we count the money. And the folks who paid, I see a lot of $50 and $20 bills. I'll take a couple of sips. There's nobody to know. You know, the kind of thing. I can't steal when the person wrote out a check, but I sure can steal cash money that's in the offering plate. I've known deacons that done that personally, you know. So you have the evil spirits. They influence the moral acts. You have unclean spirits. They induce unclean thoughts. And remember, just because you think of that don't necessarily mean you. I didn't learn this until I was in my 50s, y'all. I thought because I'm thinking it, that was me. I didn't know the devil can put thoughts into your head. But, you know, even though when I knew the thought had violated the Bible, I figured it was still me. But that was the demon telling me, don't you like her? Don't you want to do this? Don't you want to smoke a little cigarette behind your mama and daddy's back? Huh? You know, that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking that's me when that's not what it did. Want to get me hooked on tobacco. And the next thing I know, the doctor says, I'm sorry, sir, but you got lung cancer. You know, that kind of crap. Then you die in the sin. And then Satan say, welcome home, Bubba. Kind of a thing. So you have evil spirits. They influence your moral acts. And bestiality, those are those country boys that like to screw the animals. Female animals out there, mostly calves and cows and that kind of stuff. Then you got unclean spirits. They induce unclean thoughts. Then you have spirits of infirmity. They infect the body. I don't know why. Why he got this lung cancer. I don't know why I got this disease. Ain't nobody in my family got them, but I got it, stuff like that. Yeah. Well, sometimes it's just because of a normal thing, but sometimes it's induced by a demon, see, kind of thing. So you go to the doctor. The doctor says, well, you got breast cancer, darling. Somehow you got this kind of cancer. Well, you know, sometimes it's happened to a human body. What we have to do is just go to your minister and ask your minister to pray for you. And then talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, I don't know what I did, but I'm sorry. And sometimes a person get an illness because it's time for them to go. So we need to check in with the Lord and see what the problem is, okay? Because sometimes, a lot of times, a person gets sick all the time because they have a curse on them. They don't know that the Bible says that when your mama and your daddy sin against him, they don't believe in God. They just went to church just for fun, and they're in there backstabbing. You know, to praise the Lord. Yes, mother dear, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And God looking at them going, they're playing with my sacrificial death. Would you believe that? And what happened, the Bible says, when mom and daddy sin against God and bring their child up without the knowledge of God, and they can see the hypocrisy in your life. Like, yes, I go to church and children can see you cussing, doing all kind of things, and then you bring a curse on your child. It says, when you dishonor the Lord, your child will be cursed for 4 to 10 generations. And you wonder, I don't know why my child just won't act right. Every time I look up, he's in jail. I got to go beer. Every time I look up, they find him drunk out there in the street somewhere. Every time I look up, he got some kind of disease. Every time I look up, he done got 5 jobs. This guy done had my son, a daughter done had 5, 6 jobs. I don't know why my child, they can't keep a home. They got kicked out of this house. They bought this. They even got kicked out there. And it's because the child, it's not because the child is stupid and dumb. The Bible says when you, mama and daddy, bring your child up in an unclean environment, they see you cussing, see you doing this, see you cheating, see you talking to somebody on the phone, you ain't got nobody talking to you. Your child observed that your children ain't stupid. And what happens? Well, mama doing, dad doing, and they told me they're Christian. I guess I'm a Christian then, because they doing what I hear them people say you're supposed to do. And then they follow your guidelines. And then they say, mama, I just can't understand. I'm pregnant. And yeah, but praise the Lord. And then have an abortion. What happened is the child died. Miscarriages. One lady had 4 or 5 miscarriages. That was a curse on her. She don't know what's wrong with my body. But that's because her mama or her daddy been doing a whole bunch of junk. And God says, I'm not going to honor your children because my word says, if you dishonor me and my sacrificial death, I will curse your generation 4 and 10 years. 4 or 10 generations. That means your son can get can't keep a job because he's acting stupid and everything else. And then his son, right on down to 4 to 10 generations, y'all, when you turn your back on Jesus. Jesus didn't die for the hell of it. And that's what the Bible says. I will curse your child if you disobey. If you don't teach your child about me, and you come, well, let them grow up and let them make their own decision. It don't work that way because the devil have them all that time. Ain't no way, unless it's just a mercy of God. And, okay, so you have evil spirits. They help you to do immoral acts. You have unclean spirits. They induce unclean thoughts. And y'all know what unclean thoughts are. Then you got spirits of infirmity. Every time I look, I'm sick. Every time I had 3 or 4 surgeries, and I'm not even 20-something yet. I had this happen. I had this kind of, and every time you turn around, they're going to the doctor. So they inflict the body. And the reason is you open the door, because if you're doing something kind of slicky, your mom may not see you, dad, your husband may not see you, your friends may not see you, Christian friends may not see you, but God see you, and then you open the door to let the devil inflict some kind of disease on you, hoping that you would die that disease before you really get saved, and then he'll say, welcome home down here in hell, honey. I got another one of Jesus' lovers. Say, Jesus, I got Mary down here. What do you think about that, Jesus? Huh? Kind of a thing. All right. Then you got deceiving spirits. I said you got evil spirits, unclean spirits, you got spirits of infirmity, and you got deceiving spirits. They produce false doctrines. Like, I know such thing as tongue has ceased to lie on that one, because the Bible say tongues will, and will is present tense. I had a lot of them call me, tell me, you show it to me where it's in the Bible. And I said, what it says right there. I said, read it. It says, prophecy will cease prophecy. That's when God, you talk to a minister of his and tell him what to say to the congregation. Then the next one say, and tongues will cease. And then the third one say, and knowledge will cease. Knowledge hasn't ceased. Look how much knowledge man has gained since the time of Jesus, you know? And so so the devil used tongues. And tongues has not ceased. He don't want you to know tongues. Don't want that one. Because when you speak in tongues, you're not babbling like a lot of these folks that tell you. All you're doing babbling, that's just ignorance. That's what the devil wanted them to believe. That thought came into their head. They think that's their intelligence. They think that's their doctor degree talking. That's a demon talking to them, talking about tongues has ceased, stupid kind of thing. And it didn't say tongue will cease. If you look at it yourself, 1 Corinthians 13, chapter verse 8, it says tongues will. Will is present tense, not past tense. And it says tongue has. And it says tongue has ceased. Can't you read? Don't you know what has means? Tongue has ceased. I said, no, baby. It says tongues will. Show it to me. And then as you turn to 1 Corinthians 13, chapter verses 8, 9, and 10, oh, my God. That's what they all say, oh, my God. And I say, has is future tense. And the next verse says, it'll stop when the Lord come back, because we won't need to speak in tongues then, because God can talk to us personally. Sometimes God wants to speak to us, so he used those who believe, who speak in tongues. And sometimes I may be sitting down, and I may go, and I'm going, I don't know what I said because I don't have the gift of interpretation, but I'm speaking about an inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And a person said next to me, but John, I don't know you can speak Latin. I go, what? And sometimes I'll be in the cab, and I just feel led to me. And Chinese guy told me, sir, you ain't Chinese. Hey, will you learn my language? Oh. I said, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was talking aloud. I was speaking in tongues. And he said, well, you were saying, thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. You was praising the Lord. I said, okay, all right, if you say so, kind of a thing. All right. So you got evil spirits, unclean spirits. You got spirits of infirmity, and you got deceiving spirits. They bring false doctrine, like one of the tongues that cease. That's a false doctrine. And then they have false teachers, because the person, say, graduated from school, he could be sitting under a teacher. You preach what you've been taught. And I know I was sitting in, when my first year in seminary, after I graduated from college, and the man said he wanted every new preacher to say the prayer, because he wanted to see how we pray and everything else. And so they say, and then came my day, and I went, he said, okay, Mr. John, it's your time. I say, okay. And I start, I say, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I want to say that I love you and blah, blah. And he said, hold up. And I go, excuse me. And all of the 29 students, we all fresh in our first year of seminary. Tell me, John, what you saying? You need to learn how to pray, boy. And I go, sir, what did I say? I haven't even started my prayer. I just said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so and so. It ain't no Father God. I go, excuse me. He says, it's in my class, when y'all come here to classes every Tuesday, Thursday night, when whoever times the prayer, you will say, Father, Mother God, we love you, we adore you, and we praise you. And I say, Father, Mother God? Well, you heard me. You dumb? You deaf? What? I've been teaching for 30 years, boy. You know, and you in your first year of seminary? I say, I ain't been as long as you are, but I know who God the Father is. God is the Father. Well, you know that. The writers could have wrote, they were prejudiced in them days. Remember, like, women didn't have a chance to vote until several years back, you know. They didn't allow women to do it. They wanted superiority over all the female agendas, you know. And that was just a prejudiced statement. And when they say, Jesus, tell us who our Father is. Well, Jesus could have said, our mother, which art in heaven. But they didn't want to hear that. They didn't want to have that. And the women being God, please. And they changed the clock. So we don't know for sure what he was, because the man could have been prejudiced. Jesus could have been prejudiced at that time and could have said, our Father, and don't want to say mother. And I say, sir, you look at me, I say, you are a blatant fool. This is what I call a man. I'm paying $700 for three classes, right? He looked at me, what did you say to me? I said, you heard me. You're supposed to be a doctor. And you're talking about, when anybody in this place here, in your room here, pray, we got to say our Father, Mother. I say, I ain't gonna pray that, man. You're stupid. How dare you call me to? You know who I am. I say, yeah, you're a stupid minister. And man, you're not paying $700. And I says, well, why are you calling? And one other student said, why are you calling a man stupid, Brother John? I said, because the apostles wanted to know how to pray. Y'all remember what he said to Jesus? He said, Jesus, would you teach us how to pray? And what did Jesus say? Jesus didn't say, our Father, Mother. Jesus said, our Father. He's the Son of God. Don't you know he could know that his father or his parent was a male or female? And everybody go, ooh, kind of thing. So, and the pastor, he looked at me. He said, he got me on that one. He just held his head down. I said, bye, y'all. Because they told me that the cemetery, check y'all later. I walked down, I got on the way, I said, you got to go back next Tuesday. I told him I quit. She said, you have to pay a fee. You pay $700 for the three classes you're taking. I said, oh, Lord. And I called my buddy. I said, when is the last time you get, before you can get your money back, you quit? He says, well, tomorrow is the deadline, John. If you don't quit before tomorrow, close the business, you're going to lose that money. Man, I was there first thing that morning. I didn't have class till that evening, but I went the first thing that morning. And I told him, I'm not dropping. I said, I'm staying, because the Lord said, I got a plan for your life. I said, oh, okay, Lord. So I stayed. And all that teacher did was give me C's. Everybody was giving me B's and A's, but that one gave me a C. So those are demons. Then there's a few others I want to share with you. Not all of them, because I'll be running out of time. What I want to do is tell you about four other demons, three other ones. One is called the spirit of infirmity. I want to tell you a little bit about that. The spirits of infirmity. These are spirits that afflict your bodies, that afflict the bodies of believers as well as unbelievers. They make both sick. I don't care if you believe or don't believe. And you always tell me, I don't care. Oh, well, I'm always sick. Well, I'm always sick. Why am I always having this head? Why are my legs all swollen? How come my feet? And you kind of think. And then you go, well, you look, I ain't did nothing because I have all these things on me. I've been to the doctor, and he look at me and go, I don't understand why you're having this problem, sister, so-and-so. Then you know you're being afflicted by a demon. And then you go to your pastor. And then you can go pray to the Lord. And you say, Lord, I rebuke this sickness, this illness in the name of Jesus. Say, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get your hands off me. I'm a child of God. Yeah, I'm not going to listen. I am theosophize myself and let you flick all these diseases and stuff. Me, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And then you call your pastor. Pastor, would you pray for me, please? I just signed up from the doctor. I got this problem. He said, yes, my darling. And then he'll pray with an agreement. The Bible says, where two or more agree. But you got to believe. If you got one, yes, my darling, oh, I'll pray for you. Yes, Father, and darling. Yes, Lord. And yes. Get away from that. God wants a sincere spiritual prayer from you. You don't want no showcasing. He wants you to pray for him with all your heart. Okay. Spirit of infirmity. These are spirits that afflict the bodies of believers as well as unbelievers. I don't know why I keep getting this fever. I don't know why this always happened to me. I don't know. Every time I look, my leg always falls. I don't know why my foot. Well, stop and think. Say, what have I been doing? You go and say, ain't nothing I can think of that caused me to have this problem. So I must be being attacked by Satan. He want me to be so mad at God. You know, I'm supposed to be a child of yours. I don't need you. I'm always sick. I don't believe in it. I had the pastor to pray for me. I eat pray, and I still got this sickness. I don't need you. That kind of a thing. He wants you to get mad at God and turn your back on God. Some people get sick, really sick by the Lord. You know why? Because some people never look at God unless they are challenged like that. Some people never look up until they can't go down no further than they are. I know many people who was in the gangster life who were dope addicts and selling dope. And when they lost everything else, lost their home and everything else, when they hit bottom and they come to me, tell them, John, could you pray for me? I said, God got your attention. You know, kind of thing. So you got spirits of infirmities. Well, let's see. Then you got seducing spirits. What is a seducing spirit, Brother John? Say, these spirits afflict the spirit of man. They seduce him or her to believe doctrinal lies. Like, tongues have ceased. That is a doctrinal lie. Because I didn't know what to believe. So I got tired. I went to three ministers, all had doctorate degrees. One was a Methodist when I raised up in the Baptist. And when I joined, when I moved up here to Atlanta, because my wife was a Baptist, and there ain't no such thing as demons. There ain't no such thing as tongues. There ain't no such thing as this and that. So I went to the Lord and said, Lord, I don't know what to believe no more. For some reason, I just can't believe what they're telling me. And the Lord said, that's because my spirit is protecting you, boy, you know, because I know you love me, and you're searching. You just say, oh, okay, and walk away. You kept searching. You kept crying. You kept praying. So go down back home to where you came from, down in Savannah, and I want you to go to your sister's church. And I didn't know she had – I thought she was still in that Methodist church. She had joined a non-denominational charismatic church. And so I went there. She said, what? You don't speak in tongues? I go, no. So I said, okay. So she took me to the pastor, and the pastor said, just go on down there. The pastor will show you. The pastor will tell you what to say. And I go, okay. So I went down to the pastor. Just look at me and said, John, it's for believers. But he says, but I want you to go down and pray and ask the Lord to give it to you because you believe. He said, but you're not in any sins, are you? I said, what do you mean? He said, you're not a liar. You're not a fornicator. You're not an adulterer. You're not at all. He said, you ain't got on that. I said, no, I ain't that stupid now. I don't know the Bible completely, but I ain't going to hell over some woman, you know what, or some man, but or you know what, off of lying or stuff. Even the Bible says even lying is going to hell. I said, I don't care how fine that woman looks. I said, I ain't going to hell for a piece of you know what. That's hell is eternity. My mom, and I'll be the bicycle. My mom ain't raised no food. That's the last thing. I ain't going to hell over what's between some woman's leg or what's between some man leg or stealing the line or all that. I ain't stupid. My mom, I'm not the most intelligent guy in the world, but one thing I ain't, and that is I ain't stupid. I know what the Bible says, and the Bible is true. God had the Bible, had those men of God write them Bibles, write those scriptures and everything else. And they were being led by the Holy Spirit when they wrote the Bible. And so what I'm going to call, if I say I don't believe that, I'm calling the Holy Spirit a liar. The Holy Spirit is the one that ministered Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, heaven, right? And then God came down in the book of Revelation and spoke for John and told him he's going to write the book of Revelation, you see? So I don't care who you are. You come to me, you know what we can do? I say, oh, you take your sin someplace else, Bubba. I ain't the smartest man in the world. All I made was like B's and C's in school. I've never been a top A student all my life. Kind of. I made an A here now and then, but I didn't graduate top of my class. And I say, I'm glad because I've probably been full of pride and bust hell wide open. So you got the spirit of infirmity. That's because you're doing something, you got no business, and sometimes it might be the Lord. The Lord won't get your attention. Sometimes I don't know why I'm always sick, and then it may turn to the Lord. Say, Lord, I don't know why I'm always sick. And then the Lord say, I got your attention. kind of a thing. And then they felt led by the Holy Spirit. Said, Lord, if I'm did anything that violated your word, because I'm not an expert in the word, but I ask you to forgive me of all the sins that I committed, known and unknown. And that's my prayer every night, because I'm not an expert in the Bible. When I pray, like when I go to bed, I say, I ain't going no hell for some sin I just don't know. So to cover myself, and I go, I say, Lord, I ask that you forgive me for all the sins that I committed, all committed. I'm talking about anger, cussing, whatever it may be. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins, known and unknown. And I always say unknown because I may have done something with the Bible says you're supposed to do. I'm not an expert in the Bible, and that's what I do. So I just ask forgive me. So you got spirit of infirmity. You got seducing spirits. These seducing spirits, they seduce you to believe all kind of lies. Like, it ain't no Trinity, just God. God ain't got no son. And God is a spirit. He ain't got no Holy Ghost walking around and boo kind of thing, you know. And then you got spirit of infirmity. You got seducing spirit. And then you got unclean spirits. They are responsible for immoral acts. They give you unclean thoughts, temptations. And them the ones that deal with your mind. If you don't remember anything I said tonight, remember, every time you think of something, it's not necessarily you. It could be the devil putting themselves into your head. It could be your flesh. Your flesh that, I tried to quit smoking. Your flesh be telling me, don't you want another cigarette, huh? Don't you want another weed? These kind of things. So remember, every time you think it, a thought coming, that don't necessarily mean it's you. Why will you be the devil? It could be your flesh. Your flesh say, man, I'm used to getting high. It ain't no fun no more, man. I need this drug real bad. I need me some liquor. You know, that kind of stuff. That's the flesh talking. And sometimes that's the demon talking, hoping you drink so much liquor that you go and get your butt killed in an automobile accident. And then Satan say, welcome home, fool. Okay? So you have spirits of infirmity. You got seducing spirit that seduce you to do all, because he be putting lies into your head. Don't believe in that. Don't believe in this. Don't believe in that. And then you have unclean spirits. Like I say, they cause you to have immoral acts. Unclean thoughts, and they have temptation. They give you a temptation because they know what you love and what you don't like. I'm not going to give all. And the last demon I want to talk about is familiar spirits. And it's about 20 or 30 more spirits. They specialize things I could tell you about, but it's 8:25. I forgot what time I started. Okay. You have familiar spirits. I don't know. All right. You have familiar spirits. Familiar spirits are spirits that knows everything about you. They follow around you like somebody with a cloak and a shadow and find out what you love to do. Familiar spirits, we encounter familiar spirits who work for Satan. They work for Satan. They follow you around. You can't see them, but that spirit following you around to see what you like to do and nobody looking. Familiar spirits are what? What is a familiar spirit? They are demonic agents whose main assignment to become self-acquainted with a person or groups of people. They want to get acquainted with you. So they probably want to know all your weeds and everything else. So if they know you're a person who likes to do this, then you go back and tell Satan, and Satan will assign a demon, an expert in that area. So, he loved to do boys' booties. He's gay. He thinks he's gay. I told him that he was born that way, the idiot. He ain't even born that way. God don't make mistakes. When you're born, God made you a male or a female. So, well, I believe I'm a woman in my mind because I love. I don't like know what boys do. I just like and that kind of thing. That's the devil. See, God don't make mistakes. If He made you a man, you're a man. He made you a woman, you're a woman. He didn't make no mistake. Tell me, well, I got the body of a man, but I got the mind of a woman. So I got to do what my mind say, and I'm going to. One of these days, I'm gonna have my you know what cut off, and I'm gonna have these hormone pills and stuff to make me grow breasts because I know what I am. I know what I feel like, what I am, kind of a thing. That's the devil. You know, such thing as there've been a birth. He's half woman, half man, all that. And that's a lie of the devil because the devil know the Bible say if you go to bed with somebody the same sex, your butt going straight to hell. He called it more than a sin. He called it an abomination. So you can buy that lie. Talking about, well, he understand. I just got the wrong body, but I got the mind of a woman. I got the mind of a man. This kind of a thing. Yeah, you can believe in the lies you want. When you die, you're gonna be surprised that you've been duped by the devil. And God can look at you and say, I don't make mistakes. I don't lie. My Bible say if you have sex with the same sex, man or women, you will bust hell wide open. I don't have homosexuals coming up in heaven. Are you crazy? Okay? All right. I don't know why God got me saying that. But anyway, familiar spirits, they know everything about you. They follow you around. It's like spies. They know everything. And then they go back and tell Satan what you've been doing. And then Satan will assign a demon who specializes in that sin. And you can't figure out why you stop. I think, what time did I start? Did I start at 8, 7:30, something? Yeah, man. I think it's about like, oh, man, I got so much to say. I'll leave it to that. Let me see. And demons, and how demons gain control, I'll share it with you right quick. How a person get possessed by demons? Well, a person get possessed by a demon because mom and daddy never believed in Jesus. They never cared. They were just fronting and every kind of thing. And what happened? The Bible says, if you dishonor me, I will curse your generation, 4 generations to 10 generations. And then your son come home. I don't know why I can't keep a job, mom or daddy. And I get there, I get fired. I be there 2 weeks, and I get fired. And then I had about 6 jobs in the last 6 months. And I don't know why. The child ain't stupid. The child got a curse on them. They don't know it. But God said, because you, mama, because you, daddy, you dishonored me, I died for you. And you going to church front and talking, praise the Lord. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you got your horn doing this, stealing, robbing, cussing, and doing everything else you ain't got no business doing. I see everything you're doing. So guess what? You're bringing a curse on your child. God had to show me that. I said, where is that? I said, child didn't do nothing. And then I looked and I saw, he said, you need to learn about curses. So I started reading all the books on curses in the Bible, you know. And sure enough, the Bible said, if you dishonor me, mama and daddy, and you're doing this and you're doing that, and your child come home, I don't know why I can't keep the job. I always get fired. I ain't stupid. I don't know why. And then the parents might say, I don't know why we always in and out of this house. We are by this house, something happens. We get no more money or something. Then we lose our house. People kick us out. Then we get another house. Then we get kicked out of the house. And the children in the apartment, they kicked me out. They raised the rent. And so I just couldn't pay the rent, mom and dad. And that's because that child got a curse on because of what mom and daddy did. Mom and daddy was a reader worshiping the Lord and praising the Lord. See, they were just playing the game. That's all they were doing. Like God can't see. Okay? So you got principalities. Some demons called principalities. Those are the top demons, you know, and archbishops and everything else. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 ways you can get demons gain control of you. Okay, number one, I said that already. See, through generations, demons may oppress or possess a person because of previous possessions or oppression of the parents. See, their parents wasn't worshiping God. They're playing games, and they don't know why their child's always sick. They don't know why they always have a miscarriage. You know, they couldn't get married, and then I had 4 or 5 miscarriages. And the doctor, I don't know why. You got a healthy body. I can't find that. I don't know why you're having all these miscarriages. That's because that person got a curse on them because mama or daddy been playing games with them. Mama or daddy been playing games with them. Or the other one, trying to person go and get into drugs and all the other kind of stuff and cause it. That's a curse on them. See? Okay. The second way a demon can gain control, through the mind. Remember I told you, you got to watch your thoughts. You need to evaluate your thoughts. Every time you think of something, don't think it's you. Let me say it again. Don't think it's you. Don't think it's you. Don't think it's you. It could be the devil telling you, say, don't you like him or her? Look at that money. You can shoplift. They would never know it. These kinds of thoughts. If a thought comes to you and invalidate the word of God, then you can say, like I say, every time a thought comes, I say, I rebuke you, say the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get out of my mind. I don't need you to think for me. That's what I say right quick. Sometimes I know, and like even, you know, even that old age, some woman might walk by and I say, boy, she sure is fine. And I'm just coming and I go, I say, Satan, you lie. You lie. I'm 80 years old. I ain't going to be able to know a woman, not at this age. And I don't want her. I don't want her. I ain't going to hell because I can't control my flesh. Then I said, the hell with you, you know. And that's why every night when I go to bed, I always say, Lord, if I sin in my thoughts, in my actions, in my words, in whatever, I ask that you forgive me. I say, I don't know how I sin against you, but I still don't do it on purpose because I know the Bible too well. So generation, that's how demons can gain control. The child, the person have a curse on because they don't believe in God and everything else. And guess what? Then they put a curse on their child. Now, when I saw that, and I said, Lord, I don't know if I did anything to curse my children. I said, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you forgive me. Anything, all my sins. And that's why I was scared of sin, too. But I wanted to sin when I was in my 30s and 40s. I said, I don't want no curse on my 2 kids. You know? And God blessed them. And God said, John, I'm honoring you. And he said, call your kids. I said, honey, where's Bernadette and John? They're in the room. I said, come here. They came in there, and they lay across the bed. I said, I'm going to lead you guys to the Lord. I'm not going to wait till y'all 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to wait till y'all can think for yourself. Because if you don't know the words, you can't think for yourself. The devil will trick your butt. I said, y'all, I said, are you saved? I hope so, Daddy. What about you, son? I hope so. I said, well, that means you ain't. And then I led them to the Lord. I told them what salvation was. They accepted Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And God said, now I can use them. And God planned them. They from the first grade all the way to the 12th grade, all they made was A's in school. And my son got a scholarship to go to Georgia Tech. My daughter went to got a scholarship to go to another university in Florida. And they graduated with honors. And my son is a computer operator making over $100,000 a year. My son, he worked for Comcast and all that. He's making over $100,000 a year. They do. God bless them, you see. Okay, because I taught them he said, you teach them. I taught them the Bible, taught them the books of the Bible. I taught them the Ten Commandments and everything else. We had Bible study every morning before they went to school, about 5 or 10 minutes. When they come home after we get to eating dinner, then we had Bible study for about a half hour. I taught them myself, honey, because I didn't want to go into all these people going with the church. We were sitting there going, and my kid wasn't learning a stinking thing. Okay, all right. So the devil's can gain control. Lord have mercy. Don't let me go over time. I'm just going to have to bring it to a close. Let's see. The generation, that's because mom and dad just having the kids have a curse on themselves. They threw the mind. They'll have you all kind of thinking all kind of stuff. And then you do what you want to do. And before you know, they'll all be saying he or she has a reprobate mind. You know, especially when you started screwing somebody the same sex and all that. They'll all say you have a reprobate. Instead of saying sin, he says an abomination. You gain control through sinful action, like you're smoking behind people's back, smoking dope and all that stuff, and a whole bunch of other stuff. You do what you don't want people to see. And then you have, the devil can gain control because of your own desires, through desire. Some people, and that's true, some people ask Satan, especially those movie stars who want to be famous, and band singers and all that. Some people ask Satan for demonic power, see? And then one last one I want to show you, through an empty house. You say, what is an empty house? Say you were born again, spirit-filled, just love the Lord and everything else, you know. And the devil caused you to backslide. I said, man, this life is boring. And then before you know it, you tip a little bit here and tip a little bit there and everything else. And then all of a sudden, you're possessed and controlled by the demon because you done went back into the old lifestyle. And I'm going to tell you, once you sin, guess what? When the Bible says what? When you accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, your temple, your body becomes a temple of the Holy Spirit. Every believer knows that their body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. That's where the Holy Spirit dwells. But guess what? If you're down there hanky-panky, I don't care if you're going to bed with an animal, bed with another man, or bed with another woman, or stealing, or doing all this stuff, the Holy Spirit going to leave. The Holy Spirit ain't going to stay in your body while you're laying on top of that woman. The Holy Spirit ain't going to stay in your body while you're laying on top of that man. The Holy Spirit ain't going to know why you've got that person bent over, screwing them in the butt, and all this other kind of stuff. You ain't no Holy Spirit. You ain't no temple of the Holy Spirit no more. You're a temple of an unholy spirit. That's a demonic spirit. Got you doing those perverted things. And you think you're hiding God? No, you ain't hiding God. You see? So that's what happens through an empty house. That's when the Holy Spirit leaves. Remember now, when we accept Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that's when we receive the Holy Spirit. But once you backslide and go, I like what I see. I can snitch this watch. I can steal some money out the store, they wouldn't know. I can take some of this money out of the offering plate, they wouldn't know, you know. And I can do this, and I can do that, I can do this. And the Holy Spirit gone. The Holy Spirit said, I'm not going to dwell in unseen. I'm not going to dwell in this unholy body. You think the Holy Spirit going to stay there in you while you laying on top of that man or laying on top of that woman? Are you finger screwing some child that we, Brother M and I, fully aware of? You got deacons, we got just regular church members out there screwing the child, trying to get them to turn out to be queers, sometimes finger screwing the child, you know, stuff like that. If you tell your mom and dad, I'll kill you. You hear what I say? Yeah, I'll kill your mom and dad. And if you hear some child, he said, I said, why you know, but he said he would kill me. He'd kill my mom if I told him on that kind of a thing, see? So, I don't know what else I can say because I don't want to run out of time because then my brother would have to pay all this that money and bill and everything. But I appreciate talking to you guys. I think I'm supposed to have, I think I thought about like, I guess 7:30 and then now it's 8:37. So I think I put it to a stop now. But God bless you. And I'll be teaching again on Tuesday night. So those who want to listen in or tune in, called Brother Emmett, because I'd be teaching from 8:30 until 8:30, 9:30 to 10, an hour and a half. So I can really break it down, and I really can slow down instead of going like a mile in a minute. Because Brother John, you talk too fast. I don't know what you're saying, huh, sometimes. Well, you know, I apologize, and I hope I didn't go too fast this time, but I had that hour in my head that I couldn't get rid of because I don't want him to get into all kind of financial debt because, you know, I went over the allotted time. But God bless you. And those who are still interested in doing it here, I'll be teaching again Tuesday night from 8:30 to 10, 8:30, 9:30, 10, yeah, hour and a half. God bless you, everybody, and be blessed, and I love you all in the Lord. Good night.